Here we go then. Okay, go. Okay. Impossible for a plain yellow pumpkin to become a golden carriage. Impossible for a plain country bumpkin and a prince to join in marriage. And for white mice will never be for white horses. Such for the royal infinity of causes. Impossible. Impossible, cause the world is full of zanies and fools who don't believe in sensible rules and don't believe what sensible people say. And because these deaths and duties are so building up impossible hopes, impossible things are happening every day. Come on, Nick. Impossible, impossible. Impossible, 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 impossible. Everybody, impossible. Oh, Lord. Made you watch that show as a child. Yeah. Sorry, you were not loved as a child. You were not loved. I know that's right. Okay, cool. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Loud Brown Gaze. My name is Sebastian, which means that one of your gays is missing. And today, the gay that is missing is Dan. Where is Dan? Where is he? Where is he gone? What's he doing? Was this on Friday night? Because if it's a Clapham Junction of the train, well, train, then they'd be out for the whole weekend, weren't they? And they won't have been home yet. Just say it. Club, next club, bus, train, club, next club, next club, next club, Clapham, next club. Elephant Castle, next club, Bermondsey, next club, no sleep. Yes. So you're only young once, yeah. And we all know that a twink only has a short lifespan when it comes to the gays. So Dan, do what you need to do. Rent in Clapham is expensive, yeah? And in this cost of living crisis that we are in, yeah, I'm expecting to have a big hat by summer and you to marry somebody and settle down so that you get your rent paid by someone else. That's what we're doing, yes? I'm good. I'm well, thank you very much. You know what today is today? Well, for the listeners, it will be would have been yesterday, but today is National Mental Health Awareness Day. Yes. Yes, and as someone that is neurodivergent, I like to celebrate this day by like offering little tips and tricks. So that's why I open the podcast today by singing, because one of my tricks is that if you sing, or it's enables you to control your breath more, which helps you to lower your anxiety. So you don't need to be on key. As Dan showed you last week, it's all about making a joyful noise, not necessarily like hitting the right notes, because, you know, we gotta love that clapping princess, but she's flat. Oh, Lord. Anyway, yes. So it doesn't matter how you sing, what you sing, what you mood you're in. All it is about allowing yourself to control your breath and more, get a bit connection between your mind and body, and also take you out of the space where you are that are inducing anxiety in your body and your thoughts. So that's a little tip for you people today. Oh, hello. Hello. This is what we're doing today. You went. I didn't go anywhere. Sorry, we're having technical problems. As you probably heard it on this podcast before, the platform that they use is anti-black. And so whenever two black people is on it, it's hard to shut down. I don't know why. But hey, what can you do? Are you getting me? Can you hear me? So, have you got something to tell us?
Well, I just want to see why this is breaking news in the UK. And I'm going to tell you why I'm going to get loud real quick. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Now, you know, I'm not a person that's not into, you know, politics. It's not what I do. It's not my thing.
Are you sure? You had a whole episode on it last week.
I like to dip in and out of, you know, of the dramas.
Okay, cool.
But what was for me like shocking is today, with everything happening in Israel, there's a lot of stuff happening, as you might know.
Mm-hmm.
But what was mad for me is the fact that they stopped the broadcast today in this UK, in this country. I'm going to tell you how UK government, UK media is racist as fuck. People are dying in Israel right now and all that drama. You tell me why they were caught the news halfway to say, Holly Willoughby from this morning is quitting TV. Who gives a fuck? People are dying.
Are you sure what? Sorry, what?
They cut the broadcast halfway from Jerusalem to say, we have breaking news. Holly Willoughby has quit this morning.
Okay. And
I sat there like, you tell me people are dying in this goddamn Jerusalem and people are fighting war and people are running, people are trying to risk their lives to get away. And they caught this news to say Holly Willoughby is leaving this morning. That is not news.
So she's not quitting TV. She's just leaving a program which is dying on its ass because of all the scandal, including the scandal of the gay guy that was not gay, DL, sleeping with an intern, and it had an inappropriate relationship with someone that was too young for him, so young that he doesn't even remember when he was in a Technicolor drinker because he's not even old enough to remember when he was Joseph in the stage. So... yeah, the gay killed off this morning, and your point being, Holly Willoughby needs another job. Yeah, she needs to be getting another job. Like, all her peers from back in the day, where are they? Like, where is Reggie Yates? He's doing documentaries. Where is the other one? What's her name? What was it? Flo? Flair? Fern. That's it. Yeah. Fern Cotton. Where's Fern Cotton? Having a picnic and living her best life doing her podcast.
You know what I mean?
Holly Willoughby, yeah, you've had a good run. Yeah,
you had a very good run. And girl, you should have hung up your shoes since this drama hit happened months ago.
No, this is the thing. It is not her business where Philip Schofield puts his dick. Yeah, it is not her business. Yeah, where these people allow Philip Schofield to come again. Because how exactly is it that an intern can get an Uber or an Anderson Lee to the building every week in the morning from this star's home, and you don't think something funky is going on? I'm sorry.
Not even an Uber, now. Anderson Lee. I can't even afford Anderson Lee.
Anderson Lee.
You understand?
Yeah. Anderson Lee.
I've got
Anderson Lee twice in life, yeah?
Who and paid for that? Not you.
Not me.
That's somebody business credit card, honey.
Fact. Right there, yeah.
That time there, because we're the girls like me. I'm a night tube, a night bus, and an Uber, and if I really have to, a boat. AL, oh baby. I go on AL once only because big up to my Sky family who loves me. When I DJ at Sky,
yeah, corporate pay. That's the whole point. Yeah, exactly. You do not get an Anderson Lee unless corporate is paying. So when all these white people say, "Oh, we don't know what Felix Gosset will speak," I lie, I tell. Like, what is happening here?
Because let me tell you something. That man and this man and this twink was all up in Soul House on a regular. All the girls know.
We knew about Philip Schofield from when he used to close his eyes and drew back the curtain to see for certain what I thought I knew. Okay, cool. And I knew you again in that curtain, in that closet.
You know that I can't remember her name from Love and Hip Hop. She goes, get him again for him. Just whack him. Oh!
No, it's
a mess.
I'm really upset about all the stuff that's going on in Palestine and all the stuff that's going on.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's scary. It's awful. And the thing about it is that I haven't posted anything about it on my Instagram or social media. Not because I don't have an opinion about it, but because this is not the time for my opinion about a particular subject.
Correct.
I'm going to let the people that are directly involved talk they need to have and discuss online. But when we're discussing online, I feel like everybody discusses it from their own lived experience and perspective. So I'm seeing a lot of gay guys talk about it in terms of what their perspective is, and that's Tel Aviv Pride. Now, that has nothing to do with what is here. It has nothing to do with the conflict that is here. And it has nothing to do with the Palestinian people or the Israeli people. And it has nothing to do with the hostages. I mean, it has nothing to do with what. So when you are posting online, princess, mother of the house.
Read the room.
Yeah, read the room. Yeah. And let's just try to maybe take on the topics right now that we should be doing, like how the Conservatives are putting all this anti-trans rhetoric back into law, like having single-sex only wards in hospitals and forcing trans women out of women's hospital wards. Like, it makes no sense. And if you hear how they talk about the trans women, particularly because they never really mentioned trans men. Have you noticed that?
Correct.
It's always trans women. And the reason why it's always trans women is because there is this fear that straight cis men who have sexual urges and want to use trans women's garb to dress up to commit crimes. That's what it is. Yeah. You think that trans people means that you are opening the doors to rapists. I'm not being funny enough. Mate. Look at the statistics. Men do not need to dress up in any clothes to perform the acts to which you are trying to put on trans women. They don't need to. They do it every single day. And if we really, trigger warning, if we're really, really being honest, the fact is that it isn't a stranger danger. When we're talking about these acts, the call is coming from inside the house. So I don't understand what the policies are.
Line has been ringing out for a long time.
I don't understand what the policies are. I really don't. And if you really wanted to stop rapists, if you really wanted to stop paedophiles, if you really wanted to stop them, you know what you would do? You would go to the Catholic Church. You would sit down with said Pope and say, can we have a list of all the priests and bishops and whoever that you have moved around from place to place to place after someone has called them out and made an allegation against them and you start investigating them for that. That's what you need to do. But you're not going to do that because Catholic Church is paying your bills.
Of course. Wrong energy, wrong time. That's a problem here. The fact is, that's the fact what blows my mind is that man, that disgrace of a man, sat down on a pulpit in my city, which he was not wanted.
You go to the gayest city.
Nobody wants to hear.
You go to the gayest, most liberal northern city that you can find to go and spit all this trans, anti-trans rhetoric is so
loud.
You look stupid.
You look so stupid.
And then, you know what it was for me? It was when he stood there and said what he said, I got taken back to being a child in church when all the old people used to be saying things like, oh, it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Yes. And it's the same thing, just remixed for another person persecute them. And it's really, really annoying that so many conservative gays exist in this country.
Not the LGBT conservatives.
Oh, God.
The conservatives.
Yeah. They exist in this country. They are here. Like, they are the ones that are in the elastic harness and short shorts on a weekend, smoking coke at somebody else's bum hole.
Thank you.
Yeah, and doing the most when the most doesn't need to be done, and then coming on Monday morning to tell you how we're all sons of Satan and going to burn in hell. You first, princess, and your man, and the man that your man slept with, and the man that your man gave gonorrhea to.
What is mad to me is the fact that remember I remember watching that speech last week, and that fucking ugly bitch Ugh. That ugly black bitch, yes, I'm saying it, that black bitch sat there and she was clapping. Girl.
Is this little Miss Regrowth?
Oh. not Miss Nature's cocoa. Not Nature don't know about cocoa butter.
Listen, yeah.
That skin is ashy as fuck and she's sitting on people's teeth.
In a world where Rihanna gave us gave us Fenty, yeah? Right, there is no excuse for Bandicoot and her stupid regrowth and her ashy skin. The only thing, you can look at a black woman from afar. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an example. Yeah, this is God's natural warning. Mm-hmm. When you look at a black woman and she has that level of regrowth, yeah, you know to run. Because sister girl, yeah? Molly, you engaged, girl. You need to run. Yeah?
What does she look like? Remember in Avengers when, what's his name was being built? Ultron. That bald-headed bit going there. The woman is giving me Ultron.
She's giving me anything, yeah? She's giving me Bush. That's what she's giving me. She's giving me the pot on the stove, yeah. That when you were sick and your mom used to put all those different herbs and orange peel
and hope for the best.
It's one pot. I used to stink at the whole house and then go here, yeah. Put the towel over your head and sniff this. That's what it looks like.
They put a fucking piece of cloth or a blanket over the pot and be here. Sniff this. Why, God, why? You know what is mad to me? And I'm telling you, I know we laugh about this and stuff, but let me tell you, listeners, I don't know about you all, but we should be rioting in the streets, you know? Let me tell you why. If you all think that they're going to stop a trans woman, you all are fucking wrong. You all are so wrong.
Do you know what I saw today?
You are wrong because they're coming for everybody.
They're coming for everybody. You know what I saw today? There was this thing about women's sports, and let's talk about lesbians in women's sports. This is why women shouldn't be playing them because it's a breeding ground for dykes. No, babes. Yeah. It's not a breeding ground for dykes. It's a place where dykes excel. Correct. So let's get it in perspective, yeah? The dykes were the dykes.
Let's get it together. Yeah? Don't wanna read.
They got themselves a husby, yeah? And I'm not being funny nothing. If it wasn't for dykes, yeah, would football be coming home? Ooh. No. It really
absolutely
wouldn't.
Not.
Yeah? It really wouldn't. Uh-uh. Yeah. It took you a boatload of lesbians for you to win any European Cup. Yeah, let us not
look at the American girls who won that year. Look at your British UK girls. Look at the Spanish girls who won the Women's World Cup.
You ain't winning nothing unless you get a lesbian involved.
The men ain't winning, but the women are. Oh,
listen, gays do not play football. Yeah, the few of us that do, yeah, are in divisions where no one cares. Yeah, right. If someone comes out as being a gay footballer, power to them. But I tell you one thing for now, yeah? You get lesbians, yeah? Lesbians get shit done, yeah? They always have and they always will do, yeah? So you what you want is a ratio of about 3 lesbians to 1 straight girl on that team, yeah? Because at the end of the day, 1, they're staying there longer. 2, yeah, they probably get married and have partnerships so everybody's happy. Yeah, everybody's community. Have you seen 2 lesbian women community together? They're building everything. By the time you turn around, you'll have a youth cup, a men's cup. They will take the men's team, revamp them, and actually make them winners. What is your problem, bitch? Do you want to win or nothing? No. Because if you want to win, you need more lesbians, not less. Idiot.
Honestly, I'm just appalled the fact that Every single week we are faced with a brand new hurdle, a brand new drama. And I thought to myself, Labour James, I know we wasn't going to make this a political one, but sometimes these things need to be spoken about because it's important.
You know what it is? We're at a point in this world where because we are black, because we are gay, we are being affected by politics and the choices that people are making every single day.
Every single day.
The reason why we're highlighting it in this podcast is that very soon, everybody that's listening to this podcast is probably of the age where they have the right to vote. And what we want you to do, yeah, what we need you to do, yeah, is that none of this, I'm going to make a protest vote by voting for some party that will not win, yeah? You vote for Labour, you suck up the fact that Keir Starmer is a dickhead, yeah? Because at the end of the day, the alternative is worse. And I know it sucks that it's the lesser of two evils.
Correct.
Yeah? I know it sucks. But one of them is a school-ground bully and the other one is Satan. Yes? So let's get things in perspective. Yes? One of them is a school-ground bully and there are enough people around him to get shit done in the right way. Yeah? Mm-hmm. If we need it to.
Mm-hmm.
And two, this woman, Suella. Yeah, this man, Richie, yeah, we no longer have the nice, glorious excuse of saying it's not people that look like us, because what they purposely done is pushed to the forefront. All the blacks, all the browns, all the women, yeah, so that when you turn around, you can't say, oh, it's because old white men do it. No, yeah, there is enough poison and vitriol to go around to everybody. So please, 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 if you're listening to this, you're of age to vote, yeah? Suck it up, yeah? And do what we need to do, because I can't have another 4 years of this shit, man.
And don't give me the conversation about, oh, I don't vote because it's not for me. Baby, it is your fucking time. Time to inject it. You know how much gays I know? Oh, I don't vote. Baby, it is a right. Not very often we have rights in this world, but the right you have to vote is free. Fucking use it.
Listen, you know what is also free? Your prep. And I guarantee you, if this Conservative government stays in power, you won't have your prep anymore. I can guarantee you that, yeah? Even if you look at the rates of HIV and the fact that the people that are most being affected by HIV in the UK, in England, are straight people, not gays. The reason why the gays are not being affected, why? Prep, yeah? So, when they find this shit out, they're going to be coming for your prep. Yeah, just like they're coming for the trans girls in every way, shape and form. Yeah, just like they're not mentioning the trans men because they don't really care about trans men because they haven't got a penis. And that's all they care about is the dick. Yeah, who's sucking dick? What dick is going where? Like, it's worse than us gays when it comes to the dick. They're all about the dick.
And side note, I just want to say something right now because I know you all are going to be like, oh, that's not true. Let me tell you something. You see the straight men and the men in politics, they love the dolls. They love the dolls.
Speaking of people that love the dolls. Speaking of people that love the dolls, are you watching Big Brother?
Oof! Yes, honey.
Can you tell me how it's going now, yeah? Because I was planning to watch it all this weekend. But then I was on Twitter and someone said how you shouldn't be running after Paul because apparently he's transphobic and homophobic. And then they also said, but at the same time, he's also been getting down with the girls secretly. So update me. Come on now.
Well, I've known Paul for a long time from on Instagram and stuff. And, you know, I've never seen him post anything transphobic, but apparently it's coming out here. But the word is that he used to mess with some of the dolls in Liverpool. Now, the chances of this happening ain't shocking to me. Because everybody knows, in this little lifetime, from since the dawn of time, if you not watch Pose, the straight men with a wife, girlfriend, two girls, and a daughter, they love the dolls. So this is no shock to me, but what was lovely to see is that a doll is in the house. She came out last night.
Okay.
So we're going to get into it. And she is, and I think like a lot of eyes were on that show as I said, oh, well, how is Paul? And I was like, you all are running a story about Paul.
So here's my little thing. What are the people going to do if a trans girl, what's her name?
Oh, what is that? I think, hold on. I need to get it right. Because I think it's Hayley. It is Hayley. Yeah, cool. It is Hayley.
So what are the people going to do if Hayley and Paul end up being a couple?
Oh, now that is a spot. You know what? And you know what? They have a very good friendship in the thing. And when she came out yesterday, he was one of the first people that was there for the storyline. I was so supportive. So I was like, you know what? You all ran with the story in the wrong way.
Well, no, I like history tells us, even my own history tells me that a lot of the guys that when I was younger and a little bit more femme, that used to hate me for being gay, have been sliding into my DMs since I've been posting in my pictures. You know, since last year, I decided I was going to go naked on Instagram or semi, a pants only. Yeah, a lot of them have been sliding into my DMs, and I was like, but babes. what are we doing here?
I think sometimes we
have to be honest. Sometimes the people that end up being a certain way is because they're trying to hide who they are, and so they go full force in the other way. So if Paul has a come to Jesus moment and ends up with a lovely trans lady and they end up having a very good time in life, good for him. If he doesn't, he doesn't.
Do you know what was a little bit sad for me? The fact that the second I kind of felt sorry for him a little bit. I'm sorry why. Because the second he ended up on Big Brother, somebody leaked his nudes from his OnlyFans. And I was like, yo, you all are just so wrong for that.
Was it worth looking at?
I mean, it was
all
right.
Cool. Well, first of all, second of all, since you now followed Paul on Instagram, I'm using air quotes, people, on Instagram, all this time. Have you paid for the content? Is this why you're upset? Because you pay for it and now it's out here for free?
Baby, I can confirm or deny if I bought any content from Paul.
Did you buy moving pictures or did you buy the stills?
What I did during lockdown is none of your business.
Okay, cool.
What I did to get by during lockdown is none of anyone's business. I paid my money for what I deserve.
As long as it did what you needed to do.
I'm angry because people get to eat for free now. Let me have my fucking minutes. Okay.
She said, I want to speak to the management. I want a refund.
I want to write a heavy with a letter right now to the management. Like, excuse me, sir. Don't let me end up in that house in North London and Big Brother. I was being like, excuse me, sir. Knock, knock. Refund.
Also, why are you going on this podcast last week and telling the whole world how your bussy is a Taylor Swift fan?
Oh. And what?
I'm just like.
And what?
Like, you know what it was? It's because of the way my mind works. I'm like, what song was he getting dug out to by Taylor Swift?
Because the haters gonna hate. Shake it off. With all the man's come on my chest. Shake it off.
Oh my god.
Mess, a hot mess. Listen, let's talk about shifting gears. Miss Dua Lipa has decided to scrap her entire Instagram and change her picture, which means music is coming.
Is it music or the film she's in?
Have you seen the trailer for the film?
She looks good.
Stunning.
She looks good. And you know what the irony is? Yeah, you know what sent me? Is the fact that the first thing we see her doing is dancing. I thought, you bitch.
They were wrong for that.
But someone knows you and they were like, let me play with your fans because they know who you are.
You only put on Henry Cavill in one film? Honey, I am in the cinema. And you know what? This, to be fair, I mean, like, I don't think Dua is like
her. She's fine, Henry Cavill hot.
Do you know?
I don't know what it is about him, I just don't. It's, you know what? I know what it is about him. He looks too gay. And I know that's really bad for me to say, but he looks like a certain kind of gay that goes to my gym. You know them.
We know them.
He looks like a very specific title of Gymshark wearing short vest having gay. The one that wears Metcons all the time in the gym or Vibrams. I'm sorry. It's the one that made me watch Glamorous. That's my white boy. Zach Phillips, is he called?
Yes.
That man. I'm sorry.
I also just realized something,
Go on.
This film isn't out till February.
It's the first trailer.
The lineup is quite good. Like, it got Dua Lipa, really good. Ariana DeBose.
Yes.
Samuel L. Jackson, Bryce as Howard, Sam Rockwell as Aiden, Brydon Cranston, I don't know who that is, John Cena. No, Sofia Boutella.
John Cena. That's who it was. I was trying to remember who got me wet. In that fitness for you. And it's John Cena when he picks up Dua Lipa with one hand. Oh. I was just like,
Do you know what? I think she's going to get her bag with this film.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. I always thought that she could act well. Yeah. Like, and this is the thing.
She has a look though. Like, she has a specific look to her. She has this kind of like, it's like, I know she's Albania, but she has this like she could be a villain, like a villain.
Yes, but that's also the thing about her is that she could be the villain, but also she could be the sexy siren.
Yeah,
the mysterious white woman.
And also, I'm glad she's because that's she's now done three things. She's now done music, which she's doing quite well in. She's done her little Yves Saint Laurent Labre, the perfume, perfume. She did like her little clothing line with whoever with PPGs, and now she's doing. Now she did like sing with she did Donatella's clothing line. She did that Versace, and now
listen,
she's doing.
The girl's doing well. The girl is doing well. I give her her due. Yeah, we only knock her because she can't dance.
And she's okay with that.
She can sing.
Yeah.
Yes. And she can hold a tone live.
Yeah.
And I've seen her do live stuff and acoustic stuff. And she can sing and she sounds like the records, which is what you want for a pop bitch.
Mm.
Right. And also, she writes the songs. Yeah. And The Boys Will Be Boys is one of the best pop songs there is, hands down. Yeah. Yeah, I love that song.
People slept on that, you know. People slept on that song. It's one of the
and
best
the remix
songs.
Of that song is. Oof. Off the chain.
The Jada, the boys will be boys, but girls will be women. Yes. With the drums,
yes,
that is a banger.
Sick,
yes, it's a good. Also, the Horse Meat Disco remix of a song on that album is good.
Kylie, the Kylie one,
yeah,
yes.
But you know what? I'm ready for a new Dua Lipa era. I am. I feel like it's time because
no. But you also, you know what is? She's become famous so quickly, and then now she's had two albums out. We had COVID and stuff like that. It will be nice for her to try something else for a bit, have a little bit of a break from the records, learn to dance, and then come back.
Yeah.
Because also, I'm not being funny enough. Beyonce's raised the bar so fucking high.
the girls need to keep up now. Like
they can't. That's the whole point. Is they like that's why everybody went to her concert. Because they were like, let me just watch.
You know what is best? And also, sometimes it's good to accept defeat. The girls, have you realized that all the girls who went to the show is the girls who meant to be doing the dance on the stage? All the girls
because they
want to
see how it's done properly. You need
all
to.
The girls, you, like, do you know what was mad to me? The fact that well, I'm not. Do I went to watch? Do I went to watch Beyonce twice? She watched her once in New York and she watched one in London, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
What was you know who for me was the biggest Dua Lipa, the biggest Beyonce super fan? Zara Lawson, the biggest Beyonce super fan is Zara Lawson.
Listen.
And you know what? I like that. I like
Zara Larsson. I don't know why she's not her famous. Like,
Zara Larsson can sing and dance, honey. Those Swedish girls?
They put them through the boot camps, innit?
Like, when she came out the gate singing with MNEK, I will never forget you. And you'll be always the band.
MNEK when he used to have the eyes.
With a little dread. Ooh, baby. Little MNEK. Hey, Ubi, we love you, girl.
Yeah.
Right, so let's get out of here.
It's time to go already.
We
didn't even get to go and talk about Doja Cat.
I mean, we could have the loud moment real quick. Go on.
Cool. Yeah. So Doja Cat was appearing this weekend on her Instagram page for no reason whatsoever, promoting no music, just being out here. And she chose to appear in a t-shirt with a neo-Nazi person on it. Now, see me, you see me, I have defended. You see me, I have had to take my words back. You see me, I have put words aside and remissed and said, I did not hear that when you told me how Say So was crap. I didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it.
When you said that Pink album was crap, I did not hear it. When you said that Moo was crap, I did not hear it. When you said So High was crap, I did not hear you. But you know what I heard loud and clear? I heard the name of the neo-Nazi man that you had on your t-shirt. And I said, me and you, yeah, we are not the same. Mm-hmm. And you, lady, yeah, how your demons look is racist. That's mm-hmm. how your demons look. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. Mm-hmm. I really can't. Mm-hmm. I'm so disappointed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I get that you want to have a punk era. I get that you want to be a little bit old. I get that you want to be left or center. I get that you don't like how some of the people are pigeonholing you because you are a black girl that sings and dances and raps. Mm-hmm. So there is a specific type of marketplace that you're meant to be in by the mm-hmm. way that you look and how you dress. I get mm-hmm. that. And you want to rail against it? Cool. You can rail against that by not wearing a racist person's t-shirt. Mm-hmm. You can rail against it by not supporting a racist man. You can rail against it by not appearing to give up on every single black fan that supported you mm-hmm. before you were famous. Mm-hmm. Because we even knew you when you were mooing like a cow.
We did.
Talking about weed smoke. Yeah? You get me so high. You get me so high.
Mm-hmm.
When you were 16, I was there, bitch. When mm-hmm. you're 17, 18, 19, 20, now you're a big, big woman. And this is what you do? This mm-hmm. is what you do? Nah, sorry.
Well,
It's a no for me.
I'm going to say it real. pardon me. I don't really use people's government name on the podcast, but I'll say it right now. Amala Ratna Zendeli Dimani. Amala.
If that's not the blackest name you ever had.
Amala. Amala, girl.
She said, I come from their original countries. I'm from the old country. And I'm no sir.
Madam, hold
that
on.
That is the name of a bitch trying to get a Greek card. You know how are you mean? Wearing a new Nazi t-shirt? Yeah? I'm here thinking that you're going to have a, like, marriage of convenience so that you can stay in a country with a name like that. And then here you are. Here you are, doing this.
Let me tell you something. Harriet Tubman did not fucking free the slaves for you to come out with this bullshit. I'll say it again. Harriet Tubman, Amala. Harriet Tubman did not come out here and free the slaves for you to get on like this. Pooja, what is this behavior? Amala, girl, Miss Thing.
I have never wanted a celebrity to come on Instagram and apologize, and you do the I'm listening and learning speech so quick in my life.
Where's the notes app apology? Where is the notes app apology?
I literally just found a track that I really like on the album. Yeah.
Is it Agora Hills?
Yes.
I know.
So now all the light-skinned girls I'm left with is Georgia Smith.
Oh,
like, ooh. Why are you doing this to me?
You can give Lotto some love. She's making music too.
Who, Lotto?
Not Lotto. Not Lotto. Not theirs. Also, before we wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
What is your take on bongos? Yay or nay?
I don't understand what the Americans are going on about. I like bongos. It's a banger, yeah? The only reason they don't understand it is because they're stuck in this R&B trap.
Eat it up.
And they expected it to be the same thing that it was. I saw, what's his name? The one that makes the videos on YouTube say how, Zach. Oh, we need to talk. Yeah, Zach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Zach Campbell, mm-hmm. yeah, you need to take a whole seat, yeah? Because I don't know what you're chatting about. Mm. Because I'm sure on a Saturday night, it is nearly Halloween, yeah? And I guarantee you that at every deviant party, these black bitches will be shaking their asses and say, my back shots look like bongos.
Right? Pussy took more tunas than a keyhole?
Bung, bung, bung.
Eat it up.
Bung, bung. Megan slays that track.
Have you seen that? Have you seen the... If you haven't seen the VMA performance...
I've seen the VMA performance.
Oh?
Yeah, and... Even though Cardi tripped a little, yeah.
She was a little slow on the choreo.
Yeah. She did her Misha Williams thing where she got back onto it. Yeah. Yes. We like to see it. And I'm not being funny. Like, I like the fact that she's trying choreo and she's trying different things.
She is.
Improving as an artist.
It's hard.
And why do you expect these girls to be producing? the same type of music over and over and over and over again. Yeah. Nicki is not the only one that should be able to do a range of different musics and allow it to be successful.
Yeah.
You're just hating. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And as problematic as Cardi B is, as problematic as Megan Thee Stallion you think she is because she's not. Yeah. Mm-hmm. As problematic as they is, none of them is married to a sex offender.
That part. And let's forget that Miss Madam got shot in her foot and she's still giving Corey on a stage.
Got shot in both. And she you was,
understand?
And she's still clapping them cheeks, bitch. Like, clapping them cheeks.
Give the girl
cheeks.
Her bag.
Like, oh, Lord have mercy. I don't understand what
you're doing. Just think the girls just love to hate because, one, it's and then let me tell you something. Cardi and Megan have a chemistry on stage and in music that is unmatched and we're sleeping on it.
It's ridiculous. And it's, you know what's even worse is that we are at the point where we could have an era-defining song with about 6 or 7 female rappers like Ladies Night back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of them in their prime or getting there. But because of this stupid fan and picking each one against each other, they all do so different things. Yes. They have different talents, but they're never going to be on a record together.
Yes.
Now, if this was the guys, they would show the check, they would shake hands, and they would chat about each other behind their backs, and then smile for the camera, and do 2 moves, and go, get it done. Like, it's really disappointing.
You know what I need the girls to come together like that, stand up for cancer, like they did one time with Beyonce, Ciara, Miley Cyrus. We need that with the girls. That's what we need.
Nah, you know what we really need? We need Jay-Z to decide that he's going to put Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, and Megan Thee Stallion all as the headliners for the Super Bowl on one day.
Oof. Yes, please.
Because then the checks will be big enough that they can't say no.
And that's on that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, let's get there out of here.
Cool.
Thank you so much for listening to The Law Brongers with me and Sebi. As per usual, you know what to find us. You can find us at The Law Brongers on Instagram, X, and everywhere else on Threads. You can find me, it's like Charles, on X, Twitter, wherever you decide to find a black little gay selling money for his pussy replacement. And you can find Seb at 140% fitness or seb.pt and his podcast. We're back. He's currently on lockdown due to Meta. Long story.
Yeah.
His new podcast, but also keep an eye on that. He's looking for a name. We'll have a name soon, and she'll be available. But you can always listen to the old episodes of the Black and Kinky podcast in the meantime.
Yeah, including the very first episode called 3 Non-Bonds, where you get to have me, Nick, and Dan all on the same microphone for 3 hours, Dilly. It was such a long episode.
Oh, right, God.
Let's get out of here.
All right. Bye. Bye.